What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Hey there, fabulous people. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and today I am talking all about trends. Now, often people will complain to me, often as in all the time, as in every day, as in all over my Instagram, about their low engagement. And it's been something that has been part of social media since the dawn of social media, is the fact that you need to post content that is engaging in order for the algorithm to deem it worthy. And how it deems it worthy is people engaging with your content, likes, comments, shares. Shares obviously just on the Facebook platform. But that once it's deemed worthy, then more people will see it. More people see it, more chances of people engaging with that content. It's pretty simple, right? Aside from the fact that they have the smartest computer engineers in the world working on these types of algorithms to, you know, determine who and what and how and whatever sees our content. Now, recently, if you're listening to this in August 2022, you'll know that it's been a bit of a news banter all about the new algorithm changes on the Instagram platform, where they have come out and said, yes, we are a video sharing platform, not just a photo sharing platform these days. We will prioritize reels. And you might have noticed in your feed that you're also getting reels from people you don't even follow. They're just suggesting you content, which I find a little bit irksome myself. It's like, well, I didn't ask for it. Why are you suggesting it? But it's their platform. As I always say, it's really hard for everyone to get up in arms. Like some of the articles that I've seen where people are saying, I'm an artist and I'm no longer getting the reach that I want on Instagram and I've decided to stop posting. And to me, we don't own the platform. We are participants on the platform. We are users of the platform. We are not payers of the platform. Even sometimes when we do pay with our ads, we still don't get our content seen. At the end of the day, it's not our platform. So why trends matter? And in actual fact, what I've just done right there is to talk about a trend, talk about something that's going on in the media. And that's kind of what a trend is when it comes to social media. You might have heard the term trending on Twitter, which means a certain hashtag is really popular in a country or all over the world. You know, maybe something's happened like, hashtag put your bats out comes to mind. It was about to do with someone in the cricket community passing away. So it's sort of putting your thing out to honor that person. I could jump on Twitter right now. I won't because I don't go on Twitter that much. But, sometimes like I'll watch a certain show like Married at First Sight, that hashtag maths may be trending at certain times, which just means a lot of people are using that hashtag, which means it's something that can be easily searched and it's trending. So when it comes to social media, trending just means people are talking about it. And this, I think, is a really sort of, and I'm going to give you three ways that you can jump onto trends that don't necessarily involve viral dance clips, but just so that you're aware that these strategies are available to you and anyone can use them at any time. And also, I'm going to cover what to do if you don't like jumping on trends. If you're a bit of an individualist, what you can do about that. But you're going to have to wait till the end of the episode for that one. So three ways to use trends in your business and use it in your marketing is that the first one is to share and comment on popular news articles that are out there in the media. I do this a little bit on my Facebook page. And the reason why I do it, well, first of all, I choose articles that are relevant to my industry of social media and marketing and small business, and that type of thing. And then what I'll do is I'll share the article and then I'll add my own comment to it, not just like share it and not write anything. And obviously I'm talking about Facebook here. You could do this on Instagram and I'll let you know how you could do it. But what I'll do is I'll share the article and then I'll add my own comment. Like recently there was an article about a woman, an older woman, who was part of a viral TikTok video. And in the video, a young guy comes up and gets her to hold a bunch of flowers. And she holds a bunch of flowers for a moment while he does his shoe up or something like that. Why he couldn't put it on the table next to her. She's probably thinking like, what kind of weirdo are you? Anyway, he ends up walking away and leaving the flowers with her. Now, he went on to say, hey, look at my random act of kindness. Look at me go, because obviously the whole thing was filmed for TikTok. But in the news article, she says, hey, I didn't ask to be a viral TikTok star. It's kind of like an invasion of my privacy. I've had all these people watch this video of me, I'm not even making a very nice face in it because I didn't know I was being filmed. I kind of don't really appreciate this 1.4 million views and everyone knowing who I am and knowing what I look like. And so I commented something like that. Like, I think that there's a right to, you know, what's happened to consent in the modern day? Apparently we don't need to ask it, which means anyone anywhere can be filmed. And then that sparked a bit of a conversation with people commenting their opinion on that article. And the reason why I'm sort of sharing this in quite a bit of depth is because this is available to you. Your industry, there may be certain things that are coming up in your industry, and if you do want to jump on a trend and use that to share who you are and share your opinions with the world, it's a really great way to do it, because I bet things come up all the time in your industry where you think to yourself, you might think, get a bit grumpy about it, everyone loves a bit of a rant, or you're able to share that it's not okay. I know there's a woman in sort of the children's nutrition space called The Root Cause, and how she uses this type of a thing, like, you know, popular culture and trends and what's going on, is talking about it in relation to kids' health. So I know around Easter she shared an article, or, you know, just a post with some photos. So it wasn't even a news article, but it was relevant because it was almost Easter. And it was talking about how just one of those little sort of dairy milk Cadbury eggs have 4 grams of sugar. So a whole teaspoon of sugar, even in one of those tiny little eggs. And that sparked huge amounts of chats and shares and comments and likes and all of those things on that particular post. So you might be thinking, oh, okay, well, that's lucky for her. The same things would be available to you. I bet if you thought about certain times of the year, there might be certain trends that are coming up. Or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, a simple thing that you can do is you can actually set up a thing called Google Alerts, and you type in your, if you've got a Gmail account, it works really well, just Google Alerts, and you can type in certain topics and actually be sent on a daily basis articles about that particular topic so that you can share it. There are other sort of popular post aggregators out there, or popular news article out there. There's one called BuzzSumo where you can again type in your field of interest, or Feedly.com. A lot of these used to have free versions, and as time goes on they make you pay for everything. So worth having a look if you're like, I've got no idea what people would be talking about in your industry. But what my main point is, popular articles or things that people are talking about is a really easy way for you to jump on trends and also share your opinion so that you can start to be seen as a bit of an authority in that particular space. Pretty simple, right? The second way to use trends in your business is trending audio on Instagram Reels. I couldn't not talk about this because it's pretty big. So on Instagram, when you're scrolling through Instagram, maybe you're watching some Reels, you might notice certain people are like a few videos using the same sort of audio, you know, those sort of audio clips, like one that's just like blah, 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 or I don't care, or just some musical sounds or something like that. And what you'll notice sometimes is that those people who are using these trending audios is they're getting tons of engagement, like huge amounts of likes and comments. And it seems like this clip has just gone viral and you're like, how do I do this myself? Well, you can save any audio on any reel and use it for yourself. And that's how you can tap into the power of trending audio on Instagram. The other way to find out what is trending audio on Instagram is to use your trending page on Instagram. You'll need to be on the Instagram mobile app. And there's that page, that search page, where lots of videos come up that are curated just for you. You'll be able to see popular reels on that and save that audio. So how you do that is you'll need to go into a reel, and then you'll see, depending on sort of how you're viewing the reel, it'll either be at the top or the bottom of the video. There'll be like the name of the audio, and usually if it's a bit longer, it'll be scrolling through so you can find it. All you need to do to jump onto a trending audio trend is to click on that name, and then you'll be taken to another page where lots of other people who have used that audio have all their videos. So you might use that for a bit of inspiration. And at the top of that page, you'll see that it says save audio. Click on that and it'll save. So then when you go to create an Instagram reel, you go into the reels part of your app. If you click on the audio section, it'll have popular. And then it'll also have left-hand side at the top, it will have saved. And you can click on that and then you can use that audio in your reels. I've definitely done this. And another tactic that I use is that I'll just be scrolling through Instagram and find audio, like someone will do a video and I quite like the audio that they've got and I can see that it's getting attention. I'll just save it for another time. So that, you know, if I'm looking to create a reel, I might, you know, go through the bank of audio that I got, and then I can start thinking, okay, well, what could I do that suits this audio? So I can tap into that trend. It's really easy, right? So I know there's a bit of discussion around using trending audio and also whether or not the engagement that you get is quality or is it just bots. But my opinion on this, seeing as you're here and you're asking for it, is that if people are engaging with it, or bots, hopefully not too many of them, but if people start to engage with it because it is like a trending audio, and hopefully you will see more engagement, you know, more people liking, that should then have a bit more of an effect on whether the people that you do, who do follow you, see it as well. Because again, if we sort of go back to what I said at the start of this episode, likes, comments, shares, all of those things are telling the algorithm, this is worthy content, it needs to be seen by more people. When it comes down to it, the Meta platform, Instagram and Facebook, they want people to stay on their platform. Hence why, if the content that you're posting isn't engaging or isn't deemed worthy by the algorithm, it won't be seen by more people. Doesn't matter how much effort you put into it, because they only want to show people content that's really engaging. Hence, they stay longer on the platform and they can deliver us more ads. I don't want to beat around the bush, but that's exactly what's going on. So the third way that you can use trends in your business and your marketing is with trending offers. So this is a bit of a market research, maybe a bit of a competition research type one for you to do later, but it's sort of looking at what are other people in your industry doing? What kind of offers are they putting out there? And having a look at the trends. For a while there, when it came to trending offers, everyone was doing a challenge. That is like a free challenge where you had a pop-up Facebook group and you posted videos every day and you got people to do things. Hey, I've done it. It's great. But what are other people doing? Are they still doing workshops? Are they doing paid workshops? And so how can you do this your way? Or the question for you, if you're a rugged individual like myself, is how can you do the complete and utter opposite of what everyone else is doing? And that's another way to look at trends and go, well, if this is trending, and I like to be different rather than staying in the same lane as everyone else, what can I do in a different way? Or how can you, if it is a trending offer, like a challenge, how can you do it in a way that rather than feel like you have to follow a template to like the letter, to the book, to the absolute of everything, how can you do it your way in a way that suits your style and your energy? Because at the end of the day, trend or no trend, it all comes down to you showing up in a way that feels really good for you, in a way that resonates with your customers, and in a way that lights you up. So finally, when it comes to trends and engagement, because that's kind of why we jump on trends and why we take part in trends, is for the engagement. I mean, there's no point going back to the Twitter thing if you're using hashtags that no one else is using. Chances are no one's going to see your content. So when it comes to trends and engagement, it really does come down to that word, engagement. So I love to always say people do love to share their opinion. So ask pointed questions rather than open-ended ones. You know, things like, did you know, ... or how do you know when to do this? Rather than, what do you want me to tell you? People love to share an opinion and they don't or can't always be so into your own individual niche to be able to answer all of your questions. But if it's a simple sort of yes, no question, maybe a multiple choice question, that's one of my favorite ways to engage in my Facebook group, people find it really easy to respond. So if you're looking for that engagement, maybe simplify it down a little bit more. Now, I just remembered that I was going to say how you could comment on popular news articles that are trending also on, say, Instagram or Instagram Reels. And the best way to do that is to take a screenshot of the article. This works for Instagram Reels. And then use that as your background for an Instagram Reel. And then there'll be a video of you talking over the top. Or you could use the voiceover mechanism on Instagram Reels. So that's how you sort of comment on a popular news article. You might have already seen that happen before on Instagram Reels. So if you're not someone who's on Facebook and likes sharing articles on Facebook, maybe that's how you could jump into trends that are happening in the media. I so hope you have enjoyed this episode on trends. I do think it is a big thing that many people don't realize we all have access to and can be a great way to grow engagement, seem timely and topical, and of course, be seen as an authority with an opinion about something that is going on in the world. If you've enjoyed this episode, let me know on Instagram at Miranda Ivy Media. And until next week, I hope that you stay fabulous. Hey there, I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. you just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.